Grammar Schools in West Nile sub-region are benefiting from the extension of sanitation facilities. The residents of Pakeline Jumani, Dufeleni Moyo, Loble Refugee Settlement in Koboko and Rhino Camp Town Council in Madiokolo District are also benefiting after the completion of the piped water project worth 11.5 billion Ugandan shillings aimed at improving water supply and sanitation in refugee hosting areas. The modern sanitation facilities were handed to the communities last week. Brandua Jimmy, the head teacher to Kaliri Primary School in Koboko District, says they struggled to access sanitation facilities before the project.
One of our staff classes was closed because it was full. Teachers were stopped from using that and we did not know where to go. When we received this message, we were really excited. We thought our problems were going to end. Indeed, our problems are going to end in terms of healthy facilities like latrines and so on. So here, good that they are ready. For us as a school, we shall try all possible ways to see that these latrines be maintained.
Ajedra Beatrice, the senior woman teacher at St. John Dufele Primary School in Moyo District, said the situation was alarming before the project.
Previously, before the project came, the situation was very alarming because the number of the children, especially the girls, were very many and the number of the stances were very few. So sometimes they wait for one another as they go to ease themselves. But right now, when the project has been seated and the latrine has been built here, it is very okay. And even the structure is very beautiful, decorated. And when the children enter there, they feel very comfortable, especially concerning the hygiene is okay because there is a space there even where they can sometimes, when they are on their menstrual, they can even bathe themselves and wash some of the materials, they can hide them there to get it dried.
Dawa Faiza, a resident of Pijoke Village, Jipala Parish and in Loblesa County, Koboko District, could not hide her excitement after receiving the clean water project, saying they have for years depended on the streams.
For us, the host, we have the wells and we also have some streams. During dry season, we find that this water, they dry up. Our women were happy. It's us, the women who are suffering, we find that if there is no water, we will go at night with the baby to look for water. And it is now, we are now very happy.
Abbe Samuel, the Refugee Welfare Council 3 Chairperson, Loble Refugee Settlement, said the water crisis at the settlement has been of great concern.
This water shed was long awaited. They said Lobule Refugee Settlement was not gazetted for water. I raised the issue several times, and when it came, I said thank you to God. Because during dry season, the water level goes down of the boreholes, you don't get water. I'm really appreciating the Uganda government, especially the water part of doing such to relieve people from a far distance to get water.
Meanwhile, the Assistant Resident District Commissioner, Madiokolo District, Abeka Anywarach Tony, appealed to the Ministry to continue considering other sub-counties in the district. According to Engineer Matua Richard, the Assistant Commissioner, Urban Water Supply, Minister of Water and Environment, a number of piped water systems have been constructed in the Northern Uganda region, to increase safe water supply.
The water supply is going to be accessed by both the hosting community and the refugees. We have built a number of water access points, yard tap, and also public stand posts so that people can draw water from different points. So this has helped to increase access to safe water supply in the region. This is going to help to reduce waterborne diseases, and we have urged the local leaders to continue sensitizing the community so that more and more people can get connected to the piped water system.